TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk.
Love you like a brother, treat you like a friend, respect you like a lover. Oh, 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 oh.
You see, we in good music, we got that sure thing. And when I say sure thing, I mean the best of everything. So you could either walk with them or fly with us.
You could bet that, never gotta sweat.
If you bet cash, I'll be the rubber band. You'll be the match, I will be a few. Boom, painter, baby, you could be the muse. I'm the reporter, baby, you could be the news. Cause you're the cigarette, and I'm the smoker. We raise the bet, cause you're the joker. Check it out, you are the joke. If I could be the blackboard, you can be the top. If I can be the one, yeah. When the sky comes falling, even when the sun don't shine, I got faith in you and I. Put your pretty little hands.
You can bet that, never gotta sweat that. You can bet that, never gotta sweat that. You can bet that, never gotta sweat that. You can bet that, never gotta sweat that.
I need a fire, babe. If I'm a blunt, I could be the lighter, babe. Fire it up, brighter, baby. You could be the quota. If I'm the lyric, baby, you could be the note. Chord that way, I'm a sinner. Cries, I'm a winner. You would be the pure to serve that paper, baby. I'd be the pen. Say I am the one, cause you are a 10. Women, I forget it. Even when the sky comes falling, even when the sun don't shine, I got faith in you and I.
She my sure thing, my second only pure thing. It's like heaven when I'm untying them drawstrings. See, I'm drawn to her, horse and carriage like. Daydreaming got me thinking, what is marriage like? She like Terrence Wright, I'm booking Paris flights. The Hermes H bangles that I heard you like. Say the words and it's there. Put up with the rumors and they blog what you wear. His and her everything, charge for the pair. Couldn't let you cluster when I'm all solitaires. Share and share alike, I never fear the price. Top of my game, hoping you ain't scared of heights. Roll the dice, you can bet that, never gotta sweat that. Pony hair, Louboutins, let you pet that. Ferrari engine like the trunk, got a jetpack. Looking pretty on my arms, what you bet that?
Coming to you live out of Omaha, Nebraska. Yep. I said, ooh. Omaha. What the hell is out here? Nothing. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. A jet setting like I do, run across the country, taking care of business. But we are here with you. It's actually 804 here in Omaha, Nebraska. Again, 904 Atlanta. What's going on, everybody? Thanks for rocking. Motivation Monday is what we're calling it. And tonight, we're talking about actually 5 mistakes 90% of people make when searching for motivation. 5 mistakes, things we overlook. 90% of people when searching for motivation. We got you covered tonight, though. Live out of Charlotte, North Carolina. Give it up, Madam CeeLo Boston. What up, Madam?
Yeah.
What's happening?
Hey, hey, hey. Good afternoon in the morning time. I am I'm taking it easy. That's what I'm doing.
Hey, that's all good. If you're taking it easy, it's an easy peasy day.
Yes, I'll go for it.
All right. Let's run over to the other side, the south side of the ATL.
ATL.
Welcome to the show. What up, Ma?
What's popping, everybody? I am coming to the tail end of, and I want no judgment for this. My puppy, Giuseppe, turned 3 years old yesterday.
Oh, my God.
So I hosted a puppy birthday party for him.
You almost made me cuss.
Wow.
For him and my son's 3 dogs. They had gifts and they had doggy ice cream that was peanut butter flavor.
Oh,
and
my God.
Shirt.
If I still had my pit bull, I would have brought him over.
Oh, my
God. He could have come. He would have been more than welcome.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, he would have ate Giuseppe's ass to pieces.
No. You can't eat the guest of honor now.
Not on his birthday.
Not on his birthday. And he's grown now.
And not on a Sunday. You see what I'm saying?
And he's grown. He's 21, so his puppy brother has to come out and get him some, you know, some bitches.
Oh, my God. And literally.
Right? Now, so, hey.
And we can't make it up, man. We cannot make this up.
That's right, Giuseppe. Go get your bitches, brother. Hey, 917-889-3926. Motivation Monday is what we're calling it. 5 mistakes 90% of people make when searching for motivation. Man, the dog's hanging out, going to pick up some bitches. That's hilarious. Ability is what we're capable of. Ability is what we're capable of. Motivation determines what we do. Attitude determines how well we do it. Sometimes I think we get the three confused. Again, I repeat, the ability is what you're capable of doing. Ability. Motivation determines what you do, and our attitude determines how well we do it. Motivation is a word that I think is overused today in many instances. We are looking for motivation. Whenever we don't feel like getting up on a work in the morning, you know, we start clicking for some motivation, right? We're looking for videos, we're looking for speeches, we're looking for articles, music, anything that's going to inject ourselves with a dose of motivation. Somewhat like coffee, right? I mean, who gets up in the morning looking for that dose of coffee? You can't even get it right if you don't have your shot of coffee in the morning for energy, right? That's most people.
But
many people are realizing that, you know, every time you wake up and you try to inject yourself with motivation, you're forgetting the core principles that's behind motivation. And again, tonight we're talking about what most people miss. About 90% of people miss when they're searching for motivation. So let's just kick it off with number one. Motivation is not something that you get a dose of every now and then. For the most part, motivation is tied, and you cannot forget this. This is what most people miss. We forget that it's connected to love and passion. Love and passion really drives motivation at the foundation.
Right.
If you love something, if you are passionate about something, you're typically on a high. So that's
pretty
why
much.
It's important to stay connected to your gift or your purpose. Because if your gift will make room for you, 9 times out of 10, you're happy about it. Does that make sense?
Right. It does.
Most certainly.
This is what gives most people the ability to wake up without an alarm clock. Let me tell you, people do not understand that I do not use an alarm clock to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. Not only am I up at 5 o'clock in the morning, I'm out running at 5 o'clock in the morning. And I'll go to sleep at 10 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 2 o'clock sometimes in the morning, and we'll get right back up and run. It has nothing to do with anything other than the love for what I'm doing and the passion that's connected to it. Can I get a witness? Is there something that you do, and it doesn't have to be exercise-related, doesn't have to be fitness-related, but is there something that you can say motivates you in that same way, either of you?
My daughter.
Mine. Yeah.
Children normally do. Absolutely. But that's love,
right?
Kids,
grandkids.
That's the epitome of love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. Now, I'm going to have to make mine exercise again. On my quest. No.
Oh,
she's
headed there, folks. Last week, Hot Chocolate told you all that she was going to be posting her pictures on the website, and she was not playing about this fitness challenge. Soon as we got off the air last week, she contacted me to order all of the products that I had that helped me to lose the 35 pounds that I've lost in 2.5 months. So she is ready, set, go, and her products are on the way. Exercise.
And I have
diet,
my photograph, too. Yes, I have my photograph.
Oh, you've already taken it.
Look, I've already taken it. I'm looking at it daily, and I'm going to send it to you to post. I'm going to send it before I lose my gumption, but I'm going to go ahead and do it. I'm not happy about it, but that's even more of a motivator for me to get it down.
Let me see what you're working with.
Well, listen,
I might add to
you know what? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a great segue into number two. What most people miss when they're on their search for motivation, number two, we forget leaving out future visualizations and goals. We forget visualizing ourselves and setting, doing what we want to do according to our goal. And that's the track that you're on right now. You're taking your picture. She told us last week she went to go put on a dress that she couldn't get in. And because she couldn't get in that dress, you know, that motivated her to want to shed a few pounds. She visualized herself getting back in that black dress. So she set a goal of losing a few pounds because she see herself looking at that lump back in that black dress. Motivation.
Mm-hmm.
Motivation.
I'm going to do it,
listen,
too.
Listen, what you think about, you bring about. If you can see it, 9 times out of 10, it is so. What you think about, you bring about, good, bad, or indifferent. Many people can't understand, like, why they can't break the glass ceiling. It's because you're surrounded by negativity. What comes out of your mouth, if you say you broke, if you say you don't have, guess what you will always be? You will always be broke, and you will never have. Because what you speak, what you say, it is. It is. It's a serious thing.
That's
you cannot overlook visualizing yourself in the situation and setting goals. We're talking about things that we overlook on our motivation journey.
Yes.
Speaking things into the atmosphere is so real. I don't think people realize
it. And it's serious, right? I mean, today, actually, just this morning, I posted about visualization. I even posted my vision board. Listen, visualization is so powerful. I'm on the second edition of my vision board. I created a vision board about a year and a half ago, almost 2 years now. Everything that I put on that vision board literally came to life in my life. Family, wellness, career, finances. Those are my pillars. Those are the things that motivate me. Those are the things that's connected to my why. As it relates to family, kicked off a new relationship, right? About probably about a little over almost 2 years now. As it relates to career, made a major career move that took me from Florida to Georgia. Literally, it came off the page. Wellness, again, wellness, spiritually, mentally, physically. I'm 35 pounds lighter, and I'm stronger spiritually. And as it relates to finances, listen, I'm a six-figure Negro. It's as simple as that.
Not because.
Well, your ex-wife need her money.
Not because of anything other than visualization and goals. Tonight we're talking about things that we overlook on our search to make things happen. Listen, speaking about it won't make it happen. You have to visualize yourself, then you got to put some work in it. We'll be right back. Social Lab.
Yeah.
Been through it all, man. Blood, sweat, and tears. Niggas dead and shit. The fuck else could happen, yo? I don't think much more, son. I don't know, yo. Yeah, seen it all and been through it all, yo. Yes, I know right now. Yo, the mother for real, for real.
Queen B, baby.
True.
Yo, blowing it with rusty ass German things. Giving the double as I motherfucking claim the fame. Throwing your wet suit when it rains and pours and all. Hit them with the fall, don't even know them from a hole in the wall. Get at me, just wanna clap me. Just wanna rap me, put it right where they back be. Keep my thuns close to me, enemies even closer. Sending kites with the motor rollers, yo. Give them the cold shoulder with a hollow tip to match. That apple out of the bat, obsessed with gas. Since a little dude eating full buck 50s. You can kill me, but they coming with me. How about that? Send the queen bee to attack. Only your fly like that can leave him relaxed. Rock him to sleep, make him think the drama is dead. Yo, I smile up in your face, but I'm fighting instead.
To make you feel, dump him in the club. Have you out and out when he bumps it. Drug to your eardrum, the war uncut. Have an OD, cause it's never enough. Yo, it's the real. To make you feel, dump him in the club. Have you out and out when he bumps it. Drug to your eardrum, the war uncut. Have an OD. Cause it's never enough. Hot damn hole, here we go again. Light as a rock, hard as a this is not for blocks, through hard tops in the parking lot. Where my rock like the fuck a lot. My book launched out, speak for itself. Like a wrestler, another notch under my belt. The embezzler, chrome treasurer. The UNO competitor, I'm 10 steps ahead of ya. I'm a leader, yeah, I'm following shit. Coming in this game on some modeling shit. It sucks just to get to the top. I put 100% in every line I drop. It's the Q to the B with the M-O, B-B. Queensbridge, Brooklyn, and with D-double-E-P. What? Yeah, I wish I lived the life I lived. And yo, Friday, tell them what this is done. Yo, it's done. The real. To make you feel, dump them in the club. Have you out and out when it's
hot. 9:18 here in the Social Lab, TM Hymer Radio Live. Your girl, Hot Chocolate, Madam Boston, and the General. We are here to motivate you on this Monday, like we do. 917-889-3926 is the number to weigh in, ask questions, give your opinions. I have a question. Now, I've seen many variations of vision boards and have often thought of creating one myself, but I'm kind of all over the place with where to begin. So for our TM Hymer Radio listeners and for me, help me to start my vision board. What do I need as a base?
Absolutely. So one, a vision board is really not as complicated as it sounds. It sounds like a task, but really remember, it is about your goals. In order to accomplish any goal, you have to have a why connected to it. Why? Why do you want to accomplish that goal, right? What is your motivation? So for me, I started my vision board with four pillars, and I would suggest anyone to start off with at least four areas, right? Take a regular 8x11 piece of paper and literally fold it into four sections. And ask yourself, what is your motivation? Why do you want to be successful? For most people, it's connected at least to family or children, at least. So that is one area of your vision board. Now, who within your family? Is it your grandparents that you're trying, you know, to make happy now that they're gone because of all that they put into you? Is it your children that motivate you? Is it your husband? Do you want a husband? Do you want a wife? Those are the images. The vision board is about ambitious visual goals. If your goal is to have a husband, put that man or a picture of a man on that vision board. If your goal is to have a house or a car, put that house, that dream car. But you want four different areas. And if you don't have four right now, guess what? Have four sections, but put that one thing. And as you get underway with trying to accomplish that one thing, put that other picture up there, then that other picture up there, and that other picture up there. Because this is the reality. Unfortunately, a lot of people, they don't have vision. They don't dream. They don't have goals. They never thought about it. No one has ever asked them. That's real. It's okay.
Yeah, that's a very real.
This is a starting point. It's a starting point. Now, I had my brother and my cousin in Atlanta all week, and they came because they said they needed a peace of mind, and it was good times. They drove from Virginia to Atlanta because they wanted to just come hang out with me, get positive vibes, and clear their mind. I have a brother that's almost just as old as I am, almost 40 years old. I literally asked him, when you were younger, what did you want to be? What did Right. you aspire to be when you were younger? Because I know we came from the same parent, and I had some serious ambitions. As a matter of fact, those ambitions is what I'm walking out today. I always knew what I wanted to do. He told Right. me, and I was blown. He told me he never had ambitions. He never thought about being anything when he grew up. That floored Wow. me as my brother. Right. Guess what? That is many people's reality. Yeah. We just assume that people have goals. We just assume that people are ambitious. Some Yeah. of us have it by nature. Other people have to be taught. Going back
and
to your question about
right.
the vision board. Going back to your question about the vision board. Start with a 8x10 piece of paper. Grab some magazines. The thing about the vision board is it's all visual. It's about what motivates you when you look at pictures. If you want to go on a vacation you've never been, find that picture of an exotic place in the world. And aim for it. I want to go to Turks and Caicos. I've been to a lot of places, but that's one place I haven't gone. I haven't gone to Costa Rica. I want to go. They're on my vision board. The vision board is about being very ambitious in what you're trying to accomplish, because what you see frequently and what you think about frequently is what you bring about.
Right.
It's the Social Lab, TM Hama Radio. We're talking about things that we overlook. We got like 6 minutes left. 6 minutes left in the show. A lack of direction and a lack of time is what most people claim, you know, and that's the problem. You know, Zig Ziglar says we all have 24 hours in a day. Listen, you got to right. manage those hours as best you can. People saying I don't have time, well, that's why you don't have direction, because you're not making time a priority. Number three, seeing your dream life. Going back to visualization, it's a powerful motivator. But you've got to start with the goals that you're trying to achieve. What are you trying to achieve as a goal? Being able to experience your visualizations in your real life actually will help you. If you visualize yourself, folks, you can never accomplish anything that you can't see yourself doing. Do you know that? You can talk about it all day long. That's called a hope and a wish. That ain't about a damn thing.
Mm-hmm.
A hope and a wish ain't about nothing, folks. If you cannot see yourself doing it, 9 times out of 10, it'll never happen. But if you can visualize yourself doing it, if you dream about it, if it's something you can't shake, 9 times out of 10, you need to put a plan to it. Real fast, number four, we're talking about things that we overlook on our search to motivation. Most people let the past continue to paralyze you. Your past should not continue to paralyze you. Many of us have unfortunate pasts and experiences that differ from other people, and it's okay. But it's most important that you not let those experiences continue to weigh you down. Most people talk about the past so much they can't live in the present because they always talking about what used to be, good, bad, or indifferent. Guess what? We don't care. You can't change it, and nobody gives a damn. So why do you keep talking about the past? Stop allowing the past to paralyze you.
But how do they do that? Like, how do you stop? How do you stop letting
you
the
set
past
goals?
Or...
You set goals. You set goals because goals are relevant to the present and the future. And the reason why people continue to go back to the past, because we tend to cling on to what we're familiar with. It's humanistic. We cling on to what we're familiar with. We're familiar with thoughts. We're familiar with people. But that's why you have to set goals that deal with the future. Because if you're not aiming towards the future, you will continue to be grabbed into the past. Do not allow your past to continue to paralyze you. And then number five, disregarding the obvious lifestyle and health rituals that you know you need to do. Listen, in order to be motivated, treat your mind with the respect it deserves. I posted something today telling people that you already own the most powerful tool you will ever need. It's not rented. It's not leased. You already own it. What is that tool? It is your brain.
Your brain.
It is your mind. It is your mind. It's not an app. It's not a car. It's your mind. It's the most powerful thing that you will ever possess. But many of us don't take care of it or use it wisely enough. If you eat right, you'll feel right. If you'll feel right, you'll look right. And if you'll look right, you'll do right. You dig? It's the Social Lab, Tia Muhammad Radio.
They
ladies.
They all tie in right together.
Yes, they do.
Hey, love and passion, future visualization goals, you know, getting the taste of your dream life. Don't let your past experiences, you know, dictate your future and get your healthy lifestyle together. You know, start eating right so you can feel right, look right, do right. We up out of here.
Baby.
Take us home, ladies.
That's right.
Yes.
Baby
whatever
steps.
You do, whatever you choose to do, do it well. Check y'all out on Wednesday because today's Monday, right?
It is Monday.
And realize that those baby steps, I know, right? Realize those baby steps all equal to big steps. So don't think that the baby steps don't mean anything. That's how you get there.
Yeah,
no doubt.
And have patience
here,
with yourself.
Good night.
And on the radio. See you on Wednesday.
Yeah, yeah.
Back Wednesday. Good night.
Live. 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 Talk radio show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk radio show. Real talk. 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 Real talk